Did you see the Office episode where Andy's performing on stage, Sweeney Todd, and his phone rings?
You found Joanna. That monster of a judge has locked her away.
It would seem obvious. Turn your phone off in the audience or on the stage. It would also seem obvious not to post things on Facebook you wouldn't want your employer to see, or to look up and say hello if you're texting and guests arrive. To not do that is rude, right? Everyone knows that. Well, apparently not everyone does, which is why our next guest has put together a handbook. Elizabeth Ann Winters is co-founder of the National League of Junior Cotillions. Now, they teach young people etiquette and what they call character education. She's also co-author of the official book of electronic etiquette. And Elizabeth, what were some of the things you were seeing that made you feel you had to draw this line in the sand?
One of the first things that was brought to my attention are those people who treat their cell phones as their top priority. There's a pesky red light blinking on your BlackBerry during a mealtime, and you quickly grab it to check a message and completely miss the time with friends and family.
Parents do this too?
Parents, children, everyone.
You know, the book seems to be written in the voice of an earlier era, you know. It's so civilized. You say, for instance, children should only be on computers for maybe 15 minutes at a time. They should, as we said, put any electronics down to greet guests who've come to dinner. One of your abbreviations in your chapter on texting is YM for yes, ma'am. What else would you tell kids and parents?
To remember to record an effective voicemail greeting, that this impression that they can get over a voicemail is just as important as your personal first impression.
But as you know, people have been doing it that way for a long time, and now everybody's looking to sort of break down the formal exchanges. So they'll say things like, yo, you know what to do, leave a message. You know, and when kids want to do that, when they want to be like their friends, what do you tell them?
To remember that in this world of instant gratification, there is still time, and it's okay to take the forethought and conscious action to still show respect to the person on the other end, be it the person's in the room with you or the one on the other end of your BlackBerry or iPhone.
Well, let's do a lightning round. If you receive an invitation to a ball, is it appropriate to respond by email?
If you received the invitation for the ball via email, it is completely appropriate to respond via email. But if you received an email to a ball via snail mail, you would certainly want to respond in the same manner.
What's a proper signature for an email?
You want your name, title, company, phone, email address, and if the company website is available, that as well.
Where to place landlines around your house? Now, fewer and fewer people are using landlines, but if you do, what's the big no-no?
You wouldn't want them in a living room because it could potentially disrupt a party you're having.
How many people are still involved nationwide in these sort of civility organizations? They seem very quaint. So how many young people are involved?
We have over 400 chapters, and thousands of students are taught each year.
And so what's the thinking? You might as well bring them into the technical age?
Absolutely. We have to respond to the world that's changing. Everyone deserves to be treated with honor, dignity, and respect.
That's Elizabeth Ann Winters, co-author of the official book of electronic etiquette. Elizabeth, it's been very enjoyable speaking with you.
Thank you.